start off with a couple of administrative things. In case you can't read, this is not the wireless talk that was supposed to be in here. We switched because I had a demonstration for Solaris that was going to be on that screen, and there wasn't a screen in the other room, but somebody owned the power adapter, so that was kind of a pointless switch, but we're going to stay here for this talk anyway. Pretty much we are going to go through the hardening process of Solaris. I had asked for about 2 hours, and I got 50 minutes, so we're going to be kind of cruising to get everything done in time. And back to the wireless thing, for the rest of the day, the breakout area is going to be in Athena, and wireless is going to be in here. What I want to do this morning is go through pretty much a step-by-step process of how to lock down and harden a Solaris install. Basically, what the best practice of actually hardening a box before you put it on the network is what I'm looking at. However, because I live in the real world and I know that a lot of times these boxes are already on your networks, most of the concepts that we're going to talk about you can do to a live box. Anytime that it's going to be something that's dangerous to a live box or to an operational box, I'm going to go ahead and point that out to you so that you know to be careful before you try it. What we're going to cover this morning are basically installation, what we can do with the open boot process, screen auto lock for the GUI, disabling services, setting up disk quotas, access control lists, set UID, set GID files, which Solaris by default has a ton of, permissions and setting them correctly, setting up, verifying the paths are correct, aliases, system identification, groups, accounts, and passwords, logging, cron and at jobs, and also the if you must use, stuff that I would recommend that you turn off immediately before you even think about looking at your box, but if you got to use it for some operational requirement, what we can do there, the NDDs, and some miscellaneous stuff, and finally, the border. What I'm not going to cover today are DNS and bind, NIS and NIS Plus, NFS, and service-specific or third-party software like Apache or anything like that, because any one of those we could talk for 2 hours on by themselves. First off, installation. Load from an official CD. Don't get some burned CD that somebody has said, hey man, this is a great Solaris 8 version, go with it. Also, make sure that you set up your partitions large enough to accommodate patches. I've found that one of the biggest problems I run into is that people download the patch cluster, but they haven't actually set up a partition big enough to put the patches on the machine, and they end up having to either rebuild or skip the patch. Don't load the entire distribution, which is actually what I'm covering. I'm covering today from a full, an idiot install, in other words. If you just come in and say everything plus OEM, that's how we're looking at it. Don't do that. Just install the packages that you need and apply the appropriate patches. There is the link for the patches, and the presentation's on your CD, and all the links are on there, so if you don't have them, you can just copy-paste them out of there. Also, maintain two current backups. If you have the resources, keep one on-site and keep one off-site. Open boot. Open boot is fun because I like to make things difficult with open boot. First of all, I suggest that you set the security level to full instead of command. However, at a minimum, it needs to be set to command. To do that, from the root prompt, EEPROM security mode equals command. Very difficult. From the open boot prompt, setM security mode command. Also very easy. For full, pretty much the same thing, except you go with full instead of command. Open boot password. You should always set the open boot password. That way when somebody comes by and reboots your machine because some idiot didn't lock the screen, they cannot, they have to know an additional password before they can even begin to start playing around with your system. To do that, from the root prompt, EEPROM, security password, it'll prompt you and you put your password in. From the open boot prompt, password. Also set an open boot banner. Just set the environment variable for the OEM banner to true, and then this system property of or unauthorized access or whatever you want to put in there, make sure that you've got something. It's an extra little no trespassing sign that you can put on the machine. If you, the GUI really should be in the if you must use section, because mainly what I'm talking about today are servers, and the fact of the matter is there is no reason that you need to have a GUI enabled on your server. If for some reason you have some idiot manager that decides that you need to have the GUI on there so that you can come look at pretty output or whatever, then make sure that you have the auto lock enabled. For CDE, very easy to do. Right-click on the desktop, choose Desktop Controls, choose the Screen Style Manager, and click the On button, and then make sure to scroll the screen wherever you want it to be set. I like to do it at 1 minute. That way, if I walk away for any reason, it would immediately pretty much go to screen lock. However, most people seem to like 5 or 10 minutes a little bit better. It's a little bit more realistic in case you turn around to pick up a piece of paper. For open windows, properties, miscellaneous, and set the screensaver to auto and fill in the number of minutes that you want to actually have it turn on the auto lock. Services. Before I get started on services, one thing. Disable all unneeded services. When I go out and do assessments pretty much at least one a week, and one of the biggest problems that I have, both from an assessment standpoint and from an incident response standpoint, is somebody has got owned because they have their box sitting there with Telnet running and FTP running or SNMP, any number of services. Solaris starts about a 900,000 by default. So you want to make sure to actually disable. Only have the services that you're running. If it's an SSH server, make sure and have it running only SSH and nothing else. If it's Apache, just web and whatever method you're going to use to actually access the box remotely, SSH being the best choice there. I'm going to switch real quick to what I did was I did an ISS scan. Oops. I did an ISS scan of a default Solaris install with OEM. That is what ISS picks up. As you can see, there are a ton of highs, ton of mediums, and a ton of lows. What I also did was at the end of this, after I went through the whole process, and I did another scan to show you what the difference is, and we'll take a look at that in a few minutes. But as you can see, this is what most people have sitting on their network. Most people just put a default install. If it works, they're good. So they think. Unfortunately, they don't realize that SAdmin D is started by default. They don't realize that SNMP daemon is running and that an NFS server is running.